Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. India welcomes United States' plan to end Gaza conflict. Prime Minister Narendra Modi terms it viable pathway to peace. India-EFTA agreement to come into force from tomorrow. In Afghanistan, Taliban government imposes a nationwide shutdown of telecommunications. A powerful car bomb blast outside headquarters of Pakistan's paramilitary frontier corps in Quetta kills 10 people. Death toll from Typhoon Boloi in Vietnam rises to 26. And ICC Women's ODI World Cup 2025 begins in Guwahati, opening match underway between India and Sri Lanka. And now the news in detail. India has welcomed US President Donald Trump's announcement of a comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that it provides a viable pathway to long-term and sustainable peace, security, and development for the Palestinian and Israeli people, as well as for the larger West Asian region. The Prime Minister expressed hope that all stakeholders will come together behind President Trump's initiative and support this effort to end conflict and secure peace. Israeli Ambassador to India Reuven Azar has expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for backing the US-led peace plan aimed at ending the conflict in Gaza. Addressing a press conference today in New Delhi, Azar described the development as historic. European and West Asian leaders have also welcomed new US peace deal for Gaza, President Donald Trump warned Hamas to accept it. The plan agreed by Trump and Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu proposes an immediate end to military operations. In a joint statement, the foreign ministers of the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Egypt, Jordan, Turkey, Indonesia, and Pakistan said they welcomed Trump's efforts to end the war. They said that they were ready to engage with the US to finalize and implement the agreement. European Council President Antonio Costa said that he was encouraged by Prime Minister Netanyahu's positive response to the proposal. UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer also welcomed the plan and said Hamas should now agree to the plan and end the misery by laying down their arms. French President Emmanuel Macron said France stands ready to contribute. Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni said in a statement that the proposal could represent a turning point in this process. Inter-European Free Trade Association, EFTA, Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement, TEPA, will come into effect from tomorrow. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement said that the agreement was signed on the 10th of March last year in New Delhi. EFTA is an important regional group with several growing opportunities for enhancing international trade in goods and services. EFTA countries are Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway, and Switzerland, and among them, Switzerland is the largest trading partner of India, followed by Norway. More from our correspondent.
The agreement focuses on market access related to goods, trade facilitation, investment promotion, market access on services, intellectual property rights, and trade and sustainable development. Under it, EFTA's market access covers 100% of non-agri products and tariff concession on processed agricultural products. The agreement also offers binding commitment of $100 billion investment in India in the next 15 years. It will also facilitate generation of 1 million direct jobs through such investment. The TEPA will empower India's exporters by providing access to specialized input and create conducive trade and investment environment. This would boost exports of Indian-made goods as well as provide opportunities for services sector to access more market. With Anand Kumar, Vishnu PS for Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Afghanistan, internet and mobile network services have been shut down across the country. The Taliban government imposed a nationwide shutdown of telecommunications weeks after it began severing fiber-optic internet connections. International news agency said they lost contact with offices in capital Kabul. Mobile internet and satellite TV have severely disrupted. Banking services and other businesses have also been impacted, as also flights from Kabul airport. Taliban is yet to give an official reason for the shutdown, which will last until further notice. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on Air app. Welcome back. You're listening to World News. A powerful car bomb blast outside the headquarters of Pakistan's paramilitary frontier corps in Quetta has killed 10 people and wounded more than 30. Provincial Minister in the Health Department of Balochistan, Bakht Muhammad Kakar, said that two law enforcement personnel were killed in the blast, while the rest of the dead were civilians. Security forces said six terrorists, including a suicide bomber, were killed in the retaliatory action. A suicide bomber detonated explosives near FC headquarters, followed by intense firing. The death toll from Typhoon Bualuy in Vietnam has risen to 26, with 22 people still missing. Vietnam's most devastating storm this year has wreaked havoc by bringing heavy rains that triggered floods, disrupting flights and train services. According to the National Weather Agency of Vietnam, rainfall exceeded 300 millimeters in several parts of Vietnam over the past 24 hours. The agency warned of a risk of landslides and flash flooding. South Korea and Japan have agreed to cooperate on shared social challenges such as low birth rates and aging population. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung held talks with Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba in Busan. Both the leaders have expressed willingness to cooperate to tackle shared challenges. The International Monetary Fund has cautioned Sri Lanka that its progress in restoring financial stability after debt restructuring will only be sustained if fiscal discipline and stronger institutions are maintained. In a working paper, the IMF urged Colombo to manage borrowing risks more carefully, align new loans with program goals, and strengthen debt management amid what they described as a more complex post-restructuring debt portfolio. Rites Limited, India's leading transport infrastructure consultancy and engineering firm, has signed an MOU with Etihad Rail to strengthen business collaboration in the mobility sector across the UAE and international markets. The MOU was signed by Shadi Malik, CEO of Etihad Rail, and Rahul Mittal, Chairman and Managing Director of Rites Limited. Speaking at the event, Rahul Mittal highlighted the significance of the Indian Pavilion at the Global Rail Conference. The pavilion showcases over 170 years of Indian Railways experience along with the expertise of its central public sector companies, including DFCCIL, Ercon and Rites.
Pavilion showcases the strengths and experience of Indian Railways of more than 170 plus years and the varied experience of its CPSEs like DFC, Ercon and Rites. Rites also signed an MOU with Etihad Rail, further augmenting our close partnership, taking it forward. Under the aegis of this MOU, Rites will collaborate with its subsidiary NICC for exploring various business opportunities, not only in UAE, but geographies beyond.
On to sports now. In ICC Women's ODI World Cup, chasing the DLS target of 271 runs set by India, Sri Lanka were 140 for 6 in 29 overs a short while ago in the opening match in Guwahati. Earlier put into bat, India scored 269 for 8 in 47 overs. Since the match was interrupted by rain, overs were reduced to 47 and following a Duckworth-Lewis turn method adjustment, India's final score was set at 270. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India welcomes US's plan to end Gaza conflict. Prime Minister Modi terms it viable pathway to peace. India EFTA agreement to come into force from tomorrow. In Afghanistan, Taliban imposes a nationwide shutdown of telecommunications. A powerful car bomb blast outside headquarters of Pakistan's paramilitary frontier corps in Quetta kills 10 people. Death toll from Typhoon Bualuy in Vietnam rises to 26. And ICC Women's ODI World Cup 2025 begins in Guwahati, opening match underway between India and Sri Lanka. That concludes tonight's World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.